This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, welcome to ATN. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show before, thanks for tuning in. It is all about what's going on in the campaign trail. Yes, indeed. It's not all about politics on this show. We're going to talk about Zika. In fact, we're going to take you to Brazil and have a conversation with Luke Vargas, who has taken us to all kinds of places in the years that we've known him. He's in Brazil, and he's learned some interesting facts about Zika that will amaze you. Some of what we're being told is highly exaggerated, and it makes a lot of sense what he's found out. You'll find out coming up in a couple of segments from now. Interesting stuff, because we keep hearing reports. Today, the local news was on for a few minutes in my house, and I walked by the TV, and that's exactly what I heard. 40 people have the Zika virus in Texas. I thought, you're kidding. Thank goodness I've been spraying myself to death, and we have mosquito trucks coming down the road from 9 to 4 at least once a week so that I don't get bit and get the Zika virus. And now we know that there are people that are avoiding participating in the Olympics and going because of it. But he found out some pretty shocking pieces of information that, frankly, we haven't really had access to in the United States. It really has not been covered very much. So, breaking news for all of you who have tuned in that will shock and astound you. I'm that confident that that's how you'll feel after you hear what he has to say. Donald Trump every day goes after Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton now every day goes after Donald Trump. Of course, they're the presumptive nominees squaring off against each other, Democrat and Republican. But wait, not so fast. Donald Trump has some opposition in his own party, despite the fact that the RNC raised $51 million to pump up Trump. Or was it to pump up somebody else? Unbound delegates. If there are 28, that could really change the game. So if you know anything about poker, when you turn the river card over, which is the final card, you think you have the winning hand, and then suddenly you don't. Ooh. Could Trump be burned by the unbound? There's lots of places I could take that. 855-266-5283. Here's the numbers to jingle, to throw in your two, and I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, or sick of labels. 855-266-5283. Grim gets the first crack at this. Hi, Grim.
Hey, I missed you last night. I did catch the last hour, but I did miss you last night. I figure you were out on the holiday, you know, the extended holiday. But I want to wish Bob Ney a belated birthday. You know,
yeah, a happy birthday to him. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, and like I said, I did catch the last hour, but you know, I was out there celebrating that extra added holiday, Obama Ramadan, Independence Day on the 5th.
Woohoo!
You know, I didn't, you know, I figured federal government's going to take an extra day. I figured everybody would take one. It was announced ahead of time. I was listening to the news here on WTRG, you know, whoa, that's really grim. But, called the Rock News, where, you know, you got a pair and they're uneven when they're hanging. But anyhow, they were talking about how the Democrats are up there trying to legislate comedy. Have you heard about that?
Legislate comedy? No, tell me.
Well, they want to make it to where, you know, this ridicule type stuff that Trump's been doing is, you know, going to be illegal.
Oh, well, that would be ridiculous. You can't, I mean, because here's the thing, agree, don't agree, whatever, it doesn't matter. We live in a free country, you can't start trying to regulate that.
Well, you could use a one-liner, what's good for the gander is also good for
the... There you go, but I'm bump.
Yeah, but they're actually trying to put together a committee, you know, to try and write some legislation on controlling the vulgar, what they call vulgar. But, you know, I say go ahead and do it because, you know, Hillary's bank account can go goose egg when all the actors find out that what's good for the Republican Party is the same for the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
No more skits, and even the actors can't even put a vice president or a vice president hopeful in, you know, in the scene. But, hey, you know, I tried to run, Kate. But, you know,
locally?
No, for president, you know. I think I even sent you a couple brochures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a long time ago. I thought that was just a folly, just something fun.
Well, you know, the more I look at it, heck, I'd much rather drive an ice cream truck in hell now. It'd be a lot easier job.
It would be an easier job. I don't know. Is the job is that much harder today compared to maybe four administrations ago? I don't know.
I can't understand why they're running anyhow, you know. You know, like I said, I listen to Rock News, and D.C.'s nothing more than a puppet show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting worse.
It is getting
better
worse.
Better to be a spectator than a part of. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yes, it is better to be a spectator, A. Yeah. I love it.
And, well, it's really coming down to a three-act puppet show, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Especially after today, because now they're, you know, the Senate wants to hold hearings on this mess.
Yeah,
that's just she can't hold a security clearance. There's just no way. I mean, you know, they wanted to find between what's whatever he said that, you know, the lesser of. Her just negating the fact that what she did was blatant.
Well, and plus he made it worse. If he's gonna, it's like he said one thing and then they did another, and that was confusing to everybody. So wait a second, that's not what you're saying, but then that's what you're doing, and that was the problem. And now people are railing on him, saying that, well, wait, he said this, but that doesn't make any sense. Well, of course it doesn't.
Well, I could probably get in trouble with this joke, but I'll shoot it. You know, instead of buying a, you know, handgun, I'd much rather put the money towards a 3D printer, and then I can manufacture a totally plastic gun that would be a low velocity, and then take it to one of these rallies that were Clinton and Hillary there together, and walk up to them and, you know, show them that, hey, you know, gun laws ain't going to stop me from manufacturing one.
And then do
a cartoon caption where the gun accidentally goes off.
You're terrible.
My intent was not to shoot Hillary and the president.
Right, but the point is, yes, how close could you get?
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's down there investigating Zika and how serious Zika is, or is it? Stay tuned for that. And also some other sightings of bad weather, water, political unrest. What does it all mean? He'll be here to tell us what it means and figure it out. We'll figure it out together. Like I say, that's coming up in our next segment. In the meantime, if you did just tune into this show, oh, stay. The other guy talks about flying saucers and makes a boatload of money, way more than I can have ever made in this business. And I don't know, I like him. He may have 10 houses. But, and sometimes we talk about flying saucers. We're not talking about flying saucers now, though. We're talking about zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions. And the reason I say that is because we could jump back on this whole email thing. But listen, Hillary Clinton blasts Donald Trump and his casino bankruptcies. And Donald Trump blasts Hillary Clinton for not being smart enough to understand that her email could be hacked into in the first place. Ultimately, it comes down to this. Will people vote on election day or before and do the absentee ballot thing? Are we going to see a massive turnout? What's it going to look like? Which direction are you going in? And what I hope, and I always hope for this, is instead of the putrid, pathetic amount of returns that we see, the whole land go out and vote. You know, even if you aren't thrilled with any of the choices, we live in a free country. It came down to this. the more politically involved you become, if you're that frustrated, the better chances are you can affect change. And at least go and vote, because I've been in places where I've seen people be forced to vote. I've heard stories about you can't leave the country unless you vote. Ecuador. And a myriad of other really terrible things that have happened to people who do not live in a country that is free and values freedom the way we do. So as someone who's had the chance to see that up close and personal, I really value, even if I'm like you and not completely on board and happy with what's left, let's put it that way, this is what we've come down to, and that's the bottom line. Bottom line. So I mentioned that besides politics, here's some of the other conversations that are going on. How about this California pro baseball team that made history because they had two women that made the team, that were on the team, that were on the field. And I watched a little snippet of it, you know, and they could hold their own and for what they were doing. And the guys on the team said the very same thing. It's only happened twice in 60 years. And this team was the Sonoma Stompers. They're in a league called the Pacific Association Independent Baseball League. So they were there and they suited up for a game. One was 17. One was 25. The last co-ed professional baseball team was fielded in the 50s when there were three players that played in the Negro Leagues. So that's how far back that you have to go. And afterwards, of course, like I said, the guys were supportive. They lost the game. But afterwards, what was also said was, I hope girls watch and realize they can play baseball if that's what they want to do. I just want to show them it's possible. And one of the women who was in the game earned a walk in one at bat, and she had two innings of play. And this was Kelsey Whitmore, and she's just 17 years old. Well, she's got a story to tell now for many, many years to come. Many years to come. From that, we go to the district attorney saying an ex-NFL player shot by a homeowner was justified. This is actually a very sad story. And here's what happened. This goes to when we talk about people breaking in or people being in the wrong place or people trespassing. And this is a former Detroit Lion corner who was in Portland, Oregon. The newspaper there reported that the district attorney's office said that a grand jury found the homeowner, Robert McCall's, use of force was justified because Oregon law allows a person to use deadly physical force against someone trying to burglarize their homes. They say that Stanley Wilson was found naked and wounded in a water fountain in the backyard. The owner had shot him in the abdomen, so he was arraigned on burglary and trespassing charges, and he says he's happy to be alive. And now they move forward to whatever the next court appearance is a couple of weeks from now. But they say, listen, the shooting of this former Lion at this multi-million-dollar home in Portland is justified because, you know, you're allowed to use deadly physical force against someone trying to burglarize the house. And this was one of those cases where, wow, he was, and what was the story? Why was he in that position in the first place? However, it is the right, I think it is the right decision because he was a you know, abiding by the law. Let's put it that way. And it's tricky because every state is a little bit different. It's not the same law across the board. Gun laws are all over the map. What's good in one state is different in another state and can be completely different. I mean, not just even a little bit different, but completely different. All right, I have to say this, that over the holiday, I had a chance to see a movie, and it was called The Shallows. My husband was bugging me to go see this movie. It's sort of a modern-day Jaws, and it's a woman is absolutely the center of this movie. Her name's Blake Lively, the actress. And, boy, you see the whole shark scenes, and it brings back when I was a kid and terrified and saw Jaws. The scenes in this, the way they shoot them, I think it was pretty good. When it comes out on video, if you haven't seen it, I say see it. It's pretty decent. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but what she has to go through. And I'll just say this. If you watch this movie, and it may not hit you in the same way, for goodness sake, why? And people do this. Why are you ever going offshore at dawn or dusk by yourself and swimming somewhere really out deep? For that matter, even if you're in the shallows, because this often is the feeding time, let's put it that way, of sharks, especially if there's other creatures around, like sea lions or, you know, whatever, dolphins, although that's not normally what they would necessarily prey on. It depends on the kind of dolphin. But often when we hear about modern tales, real tales of somebody getting bitten by a shark, not always, but sometimes they're by themselves, and I don't get that. Boy, you don't want to ever be by yourself in the water. For even the case of something happens that you're not expecting, and how are you getting back to shore if you're out a little ways? Who's seeing you while your arms flailing about all over the place? The answer is nobody. Of course not. All right, we're going to Rio de Janeiro next here on America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You never know where he's going to be, but Luke Vargas from Talk Media News is literally at ground zero for all kinds of things in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. He's been there, of course, reporting about Zika and what's happening with the Olympics, what about the politics, etc. So we are thrilled to spend some time with him. Luke, thanks so much for carving out a few minutes for us.
I'm so glad to be able to join you.
Let's talk about Zika. What did you find out about Zika and what's happening in Brazil?
My main takeaway is this, and I'm in Rio now, and this is not really the Zika ground zero. It is the ground zero of the Olympics. It is the home of a whole bunch of unfortunate sort of Olympic mishaps. But it is not the main area where the Zika mosquito is plaguing the local population. And I was actually up in the northeastern part of the country for a little over a week. It's a place called Pernambuco State, the big city of Recife, which did play host to some World Cup games a few years ago. And the reason that Zika is there is not by accident. It is the poorest part of this country, among other things. And the biggest thing I've learned about Zika is not an equal opportunity spider. I mean, so often I find, and I'm not a doctor, but I do occasionally cover global public health stories, and it often seems in the U.S. that the American public learns about one epidemic, you know, let's say Ebola, the most recent big thing. We learn about the peculiarities of it, the ways that in which it's a unique disease, and oftentimes, you know, it takes a considerable effort for us to learn about it. And then when the next thing rolls along, we still have that previous epidemic in our mind, and we apply a lot of the lessons and takeaways from it toward the next thing that we're now talking about. And that seems to be something happening right now. Ebola was an equal opportunity disease. You could be at the Ritz-Carlton in West Africa, such a thing exists, and you could be just going about your business and you think you're away from the fray of the disease, and then, you know, your bartender hands you something and suddenly you're infected because it's moved through sweat or saliva or something else, and now you've got it. Zika is not like that at all. As a tourist, as someone staying in a decent enough hotel in the evenings, I did not feel at risk. It is the people who live in poverty in Brazil, a poverty that is not the American poverty, a poverty that is a lack of water in your home, not having a toilet, not having electricity, an air conditioner that would allow you to seal off the doors and windows at night to stay cool. Those are the people who are finding themselves preyed upon by these mosquitoes and that are in the largest numbers contracting Zika virus. And so, you know, it's just something I just haven't heard really at all in the coverage back home, is that if you're a tourist and you're staying in a nice district of the town, you're taking an Uber everywhere or, you know, at least have an air conditioner and you're not out there in the elements, you have basically done as much as you could possibly do, maybe save some really nice bug spray, to prevent yourself from being in the most at-risk population of Zika. And that's just sort of a basic fact that I feel is being ignored, that this is a disease that preys upon the weak. And by that, I sort of mean the second and third world poor, if that's the term that we are still allowed to use these days.
Yeah. Wow. Great revelation. And you're right. Nobody is talking about that. And the comparison to Ebola and talking about equal opportunity biters, the mosquitoes, and what could happen there to what we're seeing with Zika, I hope everyone's paying attention, because that is a nugget we have not heard. So we move from that to the Olympics and the reports the other day, and you were through the airport, that there were signs that said guys were holding up signs, "Welcome to hell," and they were police officers who weren't being paid their overtime, etc., and they were trying to warn tourists that they weren't going to get full coverage because the cops weren't going to be there if they needed them.
Yeah, look, I wasn't at the airport that day, but I'll tell you this. There is so much wrong here in Rio that almost any headline that has sort of an air of negativity to it, you're inclined to just take at face value. And more often than not, you're probably going to be exactly right. Look, if you drive from the airport to the downtown and you open up the window in your cab, you're going to smell raw sewage. It is an embarrassment. And I really do not find any joy in just piling criticism upon the city of Rio for sort of messing up a lot of the preparations for these games. But it is truly embarrassing that 30 days away from the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, that is what you're greeted with when you land here. A lot of the venues aren't complete. The infrastructure for transit and other sorts of things in the city are in shambles. But there is a lot of political opportunism that is riding upon these negative headlines. And that police headline, I think, is blown way out of proportion. There are 85,000 soldiers and federal police forces that are being mobilized to protect these games. That in and of itself is twice as many as have ever guarded an Olympic Games. So the security precautions here are intense. Those local police who are protesting are people who protest all the time in Brazil. They want higher salaries, and they quite rightly, I think, judge the political climate, the news climate, and said, hey, if we take our protest from City Hall in Rio de Janeiro and bring it to the international airport at a time that journalists like me and others are arriving here to tell largely negative stories about Rio de Janeiro, we're going to get a whole lot more press. Well, they can talk all they want about not being able to secure the games, but they are not the ones being tasked with securing the venues. So, unless they really want to go rogue and, you know, purposefully sabotage the security of the city in order to try and get greater pay, I don't really take those threats credibly, and they seem quite opportunistic. But it is indicative, I think, of a very real trend here, which is that there is just so much mistrust of the city officials. And there really is quite a lot of mismanagement here ahead of the Olympics, that it's an environment in which almost any negative headline is going to rise to the top.
Yeah. We're speaking with Luke Vargas, and he is in Rio de Janeiro. So tell us some other little facts and some of the people and the flavor of the city. What else did you see when you were there?
Well, again, the majority of my trip has been focused on Zika, and it's been in far less glamorous places here in Rio. I mean, I've been here for about 48 hours. I spent about a week in both the capital, Brasilia, talking to political leaders and sort of public health folks and then in the Zika areas themselves. And I'd have a few sort of nuggets to share with you and your listeners, which are not really publicly available statistics just yet. And this is the advantage, I think. It's nice to sit behind my desk at the UN. It's quite comfortable, and I love being in New York. But if I just were to call up researchers working on the Zika virus, they're not just going to confide a bunch of data to me over the phone. But when you go to their laboratories, I mean, I was looking at Zika cultures and, you know, mosquitoes in jars. It was absolutely fascinating window into this process. And I, you know, I've got some statistics that I think are quite relevant, and here they are. And I'll, you know, I was told as a young journalist, never give out more than three statistics at a time because people can't keep them in their head. But I'll try to present these in a coherent fashion. The first is that we did not know until just recently, really, how long Zika remains in the bloodstream. And for women, we are now learning this is about 2 weeks. That is, it could be better. We really wish this were something that just sort of left your system very quickly. But that is a far better number to begin to start seeing in laboratory data than we were thinking could be the case. I mean, the great fear was if a pregnant woman or someone who wants to become pregnant came to Brazil, let's say someone who wants to become pregnant, came to Brazil, got infected with Zika, you know, they could return to the U.S. and then in a year conceive of a child, and perhaps that child could be born with microcephaly. What this data seems to indicate is that it may be leaving women's systems in as little as 2 weeks, which is a really good sign. For men, it's a little bit longer, up to about 2 months, but that is not like what we saw with Ebola, where it, in some cases, seemed to be 12, 13, 14 months. And so, again, this data is still disturbing. We really wish, you know, Zika were something that just left your system right away. But this is encouraging very early preliminary data, which indicates that perhaps this is not going to be the public health menace that some people thought it was going to be. And the final statistic I'll share is one that I learned just today talking to a big mosquito expert back in the United States. Sometimes you have to, you know, go halfway around the world to Skype someone who's working at Kentucky. But, you know, he's working here in Brazil. They're, you know, basically dropping GMO mosquitoes out of airplanes, which is a sort of messing with God's, you know, sort of operation that I'm actually a little bit skeptical of. But nonetheless, they are saying that in the United States, it is areas south of Houston and south of Orlando in Florida and in Texas that are most at risk of this Zika mosquito carrying Zika, were it to arrive in the United States. As you begin to push north, both along the eastern seaboard and through the, you know, sort of middle of the United States, this number goes down dramatically. And he's in Kentucky, and he said they tested one of every 6,000 mosquitoes is the type of mosquito in Kentucky that carries the Zika virus. Combine that with the statistic here that in the most Zika-infected area of Brazil, less than one-tenth of 1% of all mosquitoes are carrying Zika. So, you know, I'm not a mathematician, but if you multiply one of those numbers by the other and think that could be your possible infection rate in, you know, Kentucky, if a mosquito bites you and Zika is prevalent, that you could be contracting Zika, we're talking about a very, very low risk. This, you know, thankfully does not look like it is going to be something that is going to ravage the United States. And I will just caution, it will probably come to the U.S. at some point and likely in the next few months. But as you look at the environmental factors, people in the U.S. are not living in slums like they are in Brazil. We wall ourselves off with air conditioning in the summer, and we're sort of proud of that culture. And then you add in the fact that these mosquitoes just aren't common really around most of the United States. And even if they were, the risk of infection is quite low. I'm glad I came here to sort of tamp down on this fear, because this story really seemed to have the potential to get blown way out of proportions. And it's not over. It could somehow get worse, but I'm glad I came down here and saw that, in fact, and not surprisingly, it's something I've seen in the past. The American media at times really seems to be blowing this out of proportion.
Wow, great stuff. Luke Vargas from Rio de Janeiro, Talk Media News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
6:49 a.m. Friday, November 20th.
Good morning, Mr. Ben. It's about 6:30, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Just laying here in the bed, half awake, half asleep, thinking about you. I was wondering if you were looking after your most valuable possession, your mind. I was thinking about John Glenn, the space journey and all. He said that when you're in space,
tail end of this show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ton of emails. I say this each and every day, but it is so true. I would be shocked if I woke up, grabbed my coffee, checked the mail, and found that there was nothing there. So you do not disappoint. If you have anything to say and you don't feel like jumping on the phone lines, you're too tired, you listen to it at a different point in the day, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can hit me up through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net. On that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
Oh, yeah!
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yeah, is right. How about this one from Harry, who says, Kate, did you know the national parks are celebrating 100 years? What do you think about that? Well, I think it's awesome. Are you kidding me? 100 years? I talked about this, I think, before 4th of July, saying that you forget that our oldest park is Central Park. That's an urban park. And then I started to go through the cool places that I've had the pleasure of seeing, like the Painted Desert, the Petrified Forest, Grand Canyon, I've been to a lot of the national parks in New Mexico and, I mean, just places I've lived, California, and absolutely, I'm a huge fan. 100 years of the National Park Service, great thing to do, great time to go take a hike, etc., etc., etc. In fact, we just had a guest the other day, Meredith Elliott Powell, who is a businesswoman, wrote a book called Owning It, Redefining Responsibility, where she talks about, oof, we're in trouble with the workforce. You got to have the right motivated workforce and treat them the right way heading into the future, certainly. But she talked about the fact that she had hiked in 14 countries and had been in thousands of trails. She couldn't even, or hundreds of trails. She couldn't even come up with an amount of how many trails it had been. And I thought that was pretty fascinating. So, yes, 100 years is pretty darn exciting. How about this one from Hal? Kate, One World Way. I've heard you talk about it, and I actually went to the website, and I'm trying One World Way. I love the fact that you said it gives you an energy boost. What is your favorite flavor? Well, I'm glad you picked up on that. I have been talking about it. Vanilla. It's not a shock because I like vanilla shakes. I like vanilla ice cream. You know, I like vanilla. And it tastes good to me, and it does give me that energy shot. In other words, when you work out and you're done and you've just worked the whole day and then you're working out or vice versa, and it doesn't even have to be a workout thing, walking the dog, and I'll tell you, there's no question, it's just amazing, and it's, of course, all natural and all the good stuff, and it's great. So, absolutely, I am right there with you. My favorite is vanilla, but they have all kinds of flavors. You can go check it out. Go to my website, americatonight.net, and there's a link right there. If you click on that, it'll take you to all the seed oils, everything else. And I've gotten serious about this in the last year and a half, especially, instead of dabbling, being really serious about, okay, what do I need to do, and how am I not healthy and getting the right nutritional value that I need during the day, and this is absolutely in my big-time arsenal, I would say. This one from Chuck. Kate, the Kevin Durant move to leave Oklahoma City for greener pastures, in a sense, and going to the Warriors, what do you think of that? I think it's free agency. He's a free agent. He had played for the Thunder for 9 years, so it was time for a change. He made the move from Seattle to Oklahoma City, and the people really loved him in Oklahoma City, and they were so close. I mean, they were one game away from getting into the NBA Finals. They had a 3-1 edge on the Warriors. The Warriors ended up beating them, and they didn't go to the Finals. But you take a player like Durant, who's a superstar, transcends the sport, and here's the thing. People are going to be upset in Thunder territory because now he's gone, and that means, yeah, they have Russell Westbrook and they have other great players. Not unbelievable they would get to the playoffs, but to go further in the playoffs, losing a guy like a Kevin Durant. Oh, I mean, you know what? And a lot of NBA fans went nutty after he decided to go to the Warriors, saying it was unfair and he was buying a championship. And it's ridiculous because it's called free agency and he is free to sign with another team. And if the Thunder wanted him so bloody bad, they should have really fought hard and come up to the plate with something better than what they offered. I mean, come on. So ridiculous. Okay, we move to another one. This one from Sid. Katie Kate, I'm wondering what you think of the Jewish star of David that Donald Trump took a chunk out of and now is coming back and talking about it again, doesn't like the fact that he was slammed and being called an anti-Semitic person. What do you think? I think Donald Trump says whatever he feels like saying, and he can get people really upset, and he just moves on from it and reacts on Twitter and then goes on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. He's brilliant when it comes to that, where it's, okay, what's up next? Who's up next? What's going on? And that's pretty much what the deal is that you see from, you know, that you get from Donald Trump. So I would say, is this going to tank him? No. Would I say it was like a little bit of a blip? Yes. But that's it. And then how about this from Dwayne, who says, Kate, I know you're a fan of comedy, and I think you have had Sarah Silverman on before, and I'm wondering if you saw the story about that she almost died. You know what? I did see that story, maybe because it was like on Yahoo or something. It was pumped out there. But she was in intensive care for a week. She had a severe throat infection. It made me think, ooh, when you have those coughs and everything else, are you going to the doctors? She put a Facebook post out. She said she went to the doctors last week and she just had this sore throat. But she learned she had a potentially life-threatening bacterial infection called epiglottitis. And she said the ordeal and what happened was just crazy. At Cedars-Sinai, they were the ones who took care of her. And the story is she thought she had a bad sore throat. That's it. But it was much more than that. And she had surgery. She had to recover. She's fine. But what a revelation. I mean, what a revelation. She said she doesn't even remember half of her lucid time. She just remembers feeling like she couldn't feel anything. But, wow. I mean, in the ICU from, hey, I have a throat problem too, I'm in the ICU and I have a tube, is stunning. Okay, this one from Bob in Illinois. Kate, what do you think will happen at the Republican convention? Will Donald Trump emerge as the candidate? I really think so. I think he does. I do. All right, stay with us, everybody, as we bid you a fond farewell and remind you to go to AmericaTonight.net if you have any comments on the show. Thanks to Nathan Reeder and all of you for listening.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.